4CBA Mobile. 4CBA, this is Brian and 4QNV. How are you doing today, David?
I believe you said your name was Brian. I missed your call. Sorry about that. I'm doing good. I just finished an hour and a half of tennis, and I'm going to go home and rest a little bit, and then I'll come back for another match at 6 o'clock.
You're right. The name is Brian, N4QNV. It sounds like it's your normal routine today.
So we actually had, a doubles team set up for this morning, and one of the guys was in a car accident, and he's okay, but his car's all tore up. But, I said, better the car than the person, And so I'm glad he wasn't hurt, and that knocked him out of the game. So we had to play, rotate around, and so every third game you're playing, on the side by yourself. But I think I won most of mine. I think I lost one of those. Maybe two, I don't know. But anyway, I did pretty good on the single side, playing against two guys on the other side.
Sounds different. I never heard of the Canadian doubles. I know my wife was really into tennis when we lived in Florida, and again when we got up here for a while. But I'm a armchair tennis watcher.
Pretty much an armchair, everything else. tennis is my thing, and, everything else I just watch on TV if I'm interested. There's a lot of sports that I really don't care much about watching, but the ones I do, I watch on TV. Tennis is the only one I actually try to play at. but anyway, it's fun, and I get the exercise I need, so kind of killing two birds with one stone.
I understand that. Most of my exercise, it's bicycling. I like to go up the Swamp Rabbit Trail. I just drive up to Unity Park and get on the trail there and head up to Traveler's Rest and back. It gives me about 22 miles, so it'll keep me occupied. It's just the last few weeks it's been really hot, so I either go early in the morning or not at all. It's been extremely humid.
Blame you. We used to live in North Cliff subdivision. It was actually Traveler's Rest. While we were living there, they annexed our subdivision, so we had to start paying city taxes to Traveler's Rest. But we were connected to the Swamp Rabbit. You didn't have to get off, on the dirt or anything. It was paved all the way to. We had a little paved area, and that came off the sidewalk and took you down to the Swamp Rabbit. It was just a little short ride, and then you could pick, which way you wanted to go. But I usually went up to Traveler's Rest. I don't think I could do 22 miles. That was not. I couldn't even get one, half of that in. I'd get about halfway there in one direction. I'd be wanting to turn around.
When I first retired about 6 years ago, I had signed up for a 400-mile, 8-day bicycle tour along the Erie Canal in New York. I had a little problem with my knees, but I had a a 55-mile route. It was really twice. I would start at the zoo with the Farm Rabbit Trail, go up the Traveler's Rest and back. That was 27 and a half miles. So I would do that twice. And in fact, I'm going to go more than 29 miles an hour, or 29 miles. Gradually got so they accepted it and didn't hurt anymore, so it worked out and it kept me off the couch.
That's the thing, I can easily, sit on the couch all day and watch TV and, it's real tempting. So anyway, sometimes I have to make myself, do stuff around the house that needs to be done. And, I always got easily a little something here or there to do, nothing major.
Spending more, or not necessarily spending more time on projects at the house, but I'm getting them done. I used to watch 2 or 3 days a week. My youngest grandson, since he was 2 months old, and until this year he started kindergarten, so I no longer have that. So I'm finding that I'm completing more projects at the house on a timely basis. Latest thing I'm working on is I just got fitted for hearing aids yesterday morning, and what a difference. I didn't realize the stuff I was missing, that I wasn't hearing, and wanted just to drive home. I was thinking, oh my gosh, whoa.
Heard that from a good many people. My wife sent me probably 10 years ago, said, I needed hearing aids, and so I went and had a hearing test, and they said, yeah, you got a little bit of loss in, the real high frequencies, but they said you're basically hearing's normal. My ears ring, they constantly ring. Since the Doobie Brothers concert at Little John Coliseum in 1974. Oh, man, came home that night from the concert and my ears were ringing. Woke up the next morning and they were ringing. And they've been ringing ever since. So I have a little trouble hearing in noisy, atmospheres like a restaurant or something like that, but the people with the hearing test said, I really didn't need hearing aids. I told my wife that, and she just got mad. She started saying I have selective hearing.
The same thing here. I had my hearing tested about 8 or 9 years ago, and then retested a year later, it hadn't changed, and they said I was borderline. And at the time, the ENT doc said I could put some in. You may or may not have notice a difference, or you may. He said, just when it gets to the point where you can no longer stand it, give me a shout. Well, 8 years later, I no longer stand saying what. So I went, my insurance company sent me to an audiologist. So I was saw that person in Greer and got tested a little over a month ago and got the hearing aids put in yesterday. So I'm getting used to having something stuck behind my ear. And the first few minutes was a little odd because until your brain gets accustomed to the fact that you're hearing your own voice through a speaker, you tend to hear a little bit of a double for a few minutes each day. So getting used to it, and it should be a help.
But I'm probably, I'm probably not far away from that. Oh, me. Well, we got 4 people waiting in line to turn here, and none of them turned. We we got a turn error, but it didn't come up green. It you know, it came up flashing yellow. So I don't know what's going on, but I see what's going on. There's a bicycle in the front of the line. Well, I'm just going to cut through the parking lot of the gas station here. I don't usually do that, but they're going to be sitting there a while until they figure it out.
Understand, and for QNV, the your one of your grandsons was playing in Powdersville flag football. They might have been even the same team one of my grandsons was playing on, but he got out of flag football and is heavy into soccer. So he's with the was it Easley Soccer Academy or something, and they play the games over at the Cesa Mesa facility off of Anderson Ridge Road. So instead of once a week going to a flag football game, I'm going to a lot more soccer games. And at least now the weather's going to be cooling off a bit. It won't be so bad, but in the spring, beginning of summer, it was really hot.
It's tough. I mean, you know, going out there and having to stand, there's no shade, and unless you bring it, some people bring those little fold-out, what are they, 10 by 10 tents, or whatever they're called, not really tents, they're just covers, and they do offer a little bit of shade, depending on where the sun is. You might have to stand at one end of it, or one corner, or whatever, but to get any use out of it. But anyway, and my grandson played after flag football. He played tackle football, and he's still doing that, and he's playing baseball. I don't think he's playing soccer anymore. He was, but I think he had to cut back. You know, he was just doing too much. I think he was doing basketball there for a while. So, and boy, I tell you, my wife, she would not miss a game. It could have been in South Florida, and she would have gone down there to watch him play. I mean, I tell you, it's just amazing. I wasn't quite that dedicated.
The grandchildren up in the Baltimore area, North Baltimore, who are also heavy into soccer. So no matter which, you know, I got two daughters. One family is up in north of Baltimore in Bel Air. The other family is here in Easy. So no matter who I visit, there are soccer games in my future. So we're heading up week after next. Be up there for a week, so I know the first week I'm up there, that Sunday, I'll be at a soccer game probably somewhere in Delaware. So they're big into it. Down here, I took a cue from my son-in-law and got one of those long-sleeve hooded tees, the SPF sun protection fabric. Works great. Got a Tilly hat with a wide brim, and I'll take an umbrella with me.
Those things actually help.
Tremendous. Matter of fact, when I ride my bike on the Swampriver Trail, the only thing I wear instead of the regular T-shirt is the long-sleeve SPF shirt. And it really works well. You don't have to get lathered up in sunscreen, and the hood actually acts as a sunblock on the back of my neck, so I'm a believer.
I go to the dermatologist every 6 months, but they did cut something off up under my jaw. I couldn't even see it, but I went in for something else, and it was the nurse practitioner, and It was some scaly skin on my forehead. I couldn't get rid of it. And she said, well, I'm more interested in this mole on the side of your neck here. And I said, where? And they wound up having they took a sample, and they wound up having me come back, and they had to, you know, dig some more out. It was evidently, they said it was melanoma, but evidently they got it also. No problem there. Well, I'm sitting in the driveway, so I'm going to put this thing in the garage and go in and, you know, take a shower and put my feet up for a little bit. But it's good to talk to you, and I'll stick around for your final. You have a good rest of the day. KB4 CPA, clear after your.
I just pulled in my driveway and into the garage, so I'm doing the same thing. Enjoyed chatting with you, and I'll talk to you again sometime. This is N4QNV from KB4 CBA, and I'll be clear.